To a large extent, the role of nursing homes is changing from one where people live out their last days to a place where many go to recover from a hospital stay. But one thing has remained the same, a low federal reimbursement rate for Wisconsin's nursing homes under the Medicaid program. A national report by the American Healthcare Association says the government program pays 88% of costs on average around the country. In Wisconsin, that drops to 85%, says Tom Moore. He's executive director of the Wisconsin Healthcare Association, a trade group for the state's nursing homes.
Unfortunately, what you have is a hidden tax because the government programs do not pay their fair share of the cost of care. It ends up that the private pay individuals end up paying more than their fair share and have to subsidize the losses that are inherent in Medicaid.
With baby boomers getting older, all kinds of long-term care options are expected to increase. Moore hopes Medicaid funding will increase now that the state's expected to have a surplus of $977 million.
That's encouraging in that some of the programs that have been getting shortchanged over the past several years because of the fiscal problems, perhaps the situation will improve.
The report predicts that between 2010 and 2050, the U.S. population over age 65 will double, and the number over age 85 will also significantly increase. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.